This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:06 in the evening with Lynn and Kelvin. And as usual, we're kicking things off with Pop It Parliament. Our producer, Tasha Fusil, is here with the updates. Tasha, what's good today?
So today felt more like a day of micro updates on a few issues that have been percolating in the news. For example, the gig economy. MP of Lembah Pantai Fahmi Fadil. That's right, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fadil,
that's correct.
Yeah. Yes.
Wanted to know whether the government plans to regulate the gig economy. So he shared some short stats. Currently, we've got about 13,000 Foodpanda drivers, 10,000 Grab food drivers, and 150,000 Grab drivers. So, you know, it's a huge economy. Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir answered this particular question. He spoke about a few different plans that the government has to work towards regulating the sector, starting with the formation of a task force.
Penubuhan jawatan kuasa khas dianggotai oleh Kementerian Belia dan Sukan, Kementerian Sumber Manusia dan Kementerian Perdagangan Dalam Negeri dan Hal Ehwal Pengguna. Jawatan kuasa ini akan merangka penyelesaian jangka panjang terhadap isu-isu berkaitan gig ekonomi di negara ini. Kementerian Sumber Manusia akan menjalankan kajian terperinci dari segi takrifan perundangan berhubung terma-terma dan syarat-syarat pekerjaan dalam industri kategori gig economy selaras dengan perubahan tren ekonomi di bawah perkembangan industri 4.0. Melaksanakan regulatory sandbox untuk dikaji oleh semua badan regulatory ataupun regulators dan 4, memberi tumpuan kepada gig economy sebagai sumber pertumbuhan ekonomi baru, mampan dan inklusif dalam rangka rancangan Malaysia ke-12 2021-2025.
That was Tun Mahathir during question time with some of the measures they'll be putting in place to protect the welfare of gig workers.
And you know, Tasha, you mentioned earlier that this is like the culmination of a couple of micro issues, right? And it's interesting because we've actually been talking about gig workers an awful lot in the last month or so, I think partly because of all the various issues surrounding like Foodpanda and then Grab. And so it's just come up time and time again. And yet, I do think that there are just so many different things to consider, partly because it's a relatively new sector. So I'm not sure what our benchmarks are in terms of coming up with a policy, you know, coming up with a total piece of something that will be able to account for everyone's needs.
And one that's currently so large, right? And I think it's quite, I don't want to say humble, but it's interesting at least that Tun Mahathir himself admitted that the government didn't quite know what to do with the gig economy when it first landed on our shores, right? Because, oh, it's so new. Plus the fact that it is operating off a digital platform and anything tech-based, anything digital-based, governments seem to have a hard time catching up with trying to figure out how to and what to do with them.
So, yeah, I mean, tell us what you think. I mean, what are some of the measures that you'd like to see in place in terms of protecting gig workers since the government is actually going to be taking an earnest look into this, right? Give us your wish list, especially if you are somebody who's working within the sector. You can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. And as mentioned, we have been talking about it quite a bit, most recently with April Rinney and then previously with Lawrence Todd from Ideas. And we're going to be following up with Lawrence about how the government could go about regulating the gig sector a little later on in the show after the 6 o'clock news.
Now, another story that's been brewing is the palm oil boycott that's coming from India, which is coming after Dr. Mahathir's comments on Kashmir back in September during the UN General Assembly. He basically acknowledged that despite UN resolutions, Jammu and Kashmir, the country has been invaded and occupied. He's asked India to work with Pakistan to resolve the problem peacefully.
Right, and we're seeing some backlash to this, right? Indian traders have asked its members to stop importing our palm oil. But despite those threats, Tun Mahathir is pretty much sticking to his guns with his stand on Kashmir.
We speak out our minds and we don't retract and change. We felt that the people of Kashmir have benefited from the resolution of the UN. And all we are saying is that we should all abide, not just India, not just Pakistan, but even America and other countries should abide by the resolution of the UN. Otherwise, what's the good of having the UN?
Of course, India is Malaysia's third largest export destination for palm oil, so big deal, in short. Mm-hmm. Did Tun Mahathir comment on how this would affect us and whether he'll be responding to the boycott?
So one option is to file a complaint with the World Trade Organization, but Tun says that as of right now, they don't plan on doing that. However, they are going to be looking into what repercussions this boycott could potentially bring.
We'll study the effect of their boycott, but what is important is that their government has not seen anything. So we will see what the government policy is going to be like. Sometimes we have to have a strained relationship, but we want to be friendly with people. Malaysia is a trading nation. We need markets. So we are nice to people. But also we have to speak up for people. So sometimes what we say is liked by some and disliked by others.
So that was Tun's take on the palm oil boycott that's coming from traders in India. Like I said, a lot of micro updates today. So the next one is about Tanjung Piai. Former Prime Minister Najib Razak had pointed out that about 7.3 million ringgit worth of development projects were recently announced for Tanjung Piai. So lots of people are wondering why now. You know, they say it's a pretty bad look with by-elections coming up around the corner. Tun says that these plans were already in the works and that it's definitely not a ploy to buy votes.
Ya, kita sebelum dinamakan calon, kita menjalankan tugas biasa. Waktu mana pun kita buat peruntukan. Tetapi ini kita buat peruntukan secara kebetulan ada pilihan raya di situ. Sedang ada kempen-kempen itu tidak baiklah kalau kita offer apa-apa bantuan. Tetapi pada kebiasaannya memang ada rancangan-rancangan. Tapi seboleh-bolehnya kita tidak akan guna rancangan-rancangan ini sebagai umpan untuk menarik sokongan.
So that was Tunem, and I read that 4 million ringgit of that development allocation is coming from the Youth and Sports Ministry. Was the youth minister there to give a comment?
Yes, Syed Saddiq was around and he kind of just echoed what Tun said. According to him, the plans to upgrade the sports and rec facilities in Tanjung Piai were already in the works. They had been discussed with the late Dr. Muhammad Farid Rafiq prior to his death. And as to why these projects were being made public right now at this time, this is what he said.
When media asked me, apa pembangunan sukan yang ada di sini? Saya maklumkan lah. I didn't go to the stage, to the speech, macam cakap, oh, ini peruntukan baru, yang kita baru luluskan. No. This media asked me, so apa pembangunan infrastruktur yang ada di sini? Saya jawab lah.
I mean, I think it's, I'm a little bit torn, right? Because on the one hand, yes, the optics aren't great. On the other hand, are you really going to begrudge a constituency getting allocations for building things that are much needed, right? So it's a little bit like, it feels a little small-hearted to point it out.
Well, yeah, I get that. Though I also think that we have a lot of baggage when it comes to that, right? That we are so used to money being parachuted into constituencies and into just areas whenever a by-election or just major elections are about to happen, right? Just before elections happen, country after country, even here, we do just have election-based budget that's that surrounds elections, right? So it's a legacy thing. I don't think it's, in this case, it might not necessarily be a fair optic, but it's worth, I think, looking at why it's coming from, you know, that perspective.
No, I absolutely agree with that. I think I just, maybe I'm being terribly, I don't know, maybe I'm being terribly naive. I just don't like the idea of somebody who isn't around anymore, you know, being dragged into the conversation, because the late MP is actually being mentioned as like, oh yeah, he knew all about it. It had already been discussed. And perhaps it's a little too much to hope for, but I'd like to think that that would not have been said just for as a political chip, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, who is to say? I genuinely, I might be being naive. It's just a thought.
Well, following up on another topic that you mentioned briefly yesterday about the comic book on China's Belt and Road Initiative by former DEP member Hugh Kuan Yew, there were reports going around that it was being circulated in schools for free. So while we had Syed Sadiq, we asked him what he felt about political viewpoints being disseminated on school grounds.
To have young people who are critical-minded and critical yes. thinking is a must. But you need to separate it from indoctrination of a particular political viewpoint. Mm-hmm. Getting young people to talk about the Malaysian state of economy, getting young people to talk about education policies, getting young people to engage in more dialogues mm-hmm. and debates should definitely be encouraged. But the version of indoctrination brought by so-called Superman mm-hmm. is clearly wrong.
So that was Youth and Sports Minister Syed Sadiq commenting on a couple of things. First, the timing of allocations to Tanjung Piai for the upgrading of some of their sports and rec facilities. And then after that, his thoughts on how or why you should or shouldn't introduce politics in school.
Okay, before we wrap up, I've got one last tiny nugget of an update from Tun Mahathir. In fact, I didn't even really know whether to include it. But here it is. It's about Malaysia possibly lifting its travel ban to North Korea.
We are working on that. We are establishing our diplomatic relation with them. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. That's why I included it.
Oh, that's terribly charming.
Well, at some point, if you're looking to head to that country, then perhaps you could start making those travel plans now. And now we move on to meet an MP.
Right. In case you've missed our previous installments of Meet an MP, this is the bit in the show where we approach MPs in the hallways of Parliament to find out a bit more about the work that they're doing for their constituents. It's usually pretty straightforward. We just kind of ask them what it is that they want to talk about. But today, things kind of just started off like this.
Tak faham. Apa orang nak tanya saya pun saya tak faham. Mau buat apa? Tak boleh cakap Melayu lah.
Boleh
cakap Melayu lah. Cakap Melayu lah. We are Malaysia apa?
So there was a swap of languages, right?
There was. Mm-hmm. And bless Shamin and Melina, our interns who helped us with this. Eventually we got there. We swapped to Malay. And here is our MP and UMNO VP and former education minister.
Saya Datuk Seri Mahathir Khalid, ahli Parlimen Padang Terap. Yang paling penting ialah untuk kita dapat mempertingkatkan kualiti hidup rakyat. Kalau you cakap kemudahan kesihatan, you need the good facilities untuk hospital or clinic. Kalau di kawasan tak cukup hanya doktor, kita nak doktor pakar, contohlah. Kemudian kita juga cakap pasal connectivity upgrading the standard of kita nak semua area tu kata let's say 4G, we need the 4G facilities. Itu antara kemudahan yang ada lah rakyat. Yang lain saya ingat kalau you talking about road, school semua dah. Kalau nak upgrading di connectivity lah.
So that was Datuk Sri Mahathir Khalid, MP of Padang Terap in Kedah, talking I think about a very important thing that is probably whenever we talk about whether we are all developing at the same time, whether all parts of Malaysia are developing at the same time, I think that theme of connectivity is one that comes up. So it's really cool to hear that it's actually on the mind of the constituents of Padang Terap in Kedah. Mm-hmm. If you have any thoughts today on any bit of Popit Popit Parliament, whether it's on whether you're planning to travel to Pyongyang anytime soon, whether you've read any interesting comic books lately, whether you are worried about the potential of a boycott of palm oil coming from India, you can call us at 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Tasha, thank you so much for dropping by. You're listening to The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.